Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have spoken with representatives for Dr. Walter Palmer. He's the dentist from Minnesota who killed the most famous lion in Zimbabwe for sport. They say he is cooperating and that the investigation is ongoing. And now Zimbabwe has started extradition proceedings to try Palmer for financing an illegal hunt. The White House said it will review a petition for extradition. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said it's up to the Justice Department to respond to the extradition request. Josh Collins is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News.
I mean, there's been the same sort of outrage here that we've seen internationally and especially online. But the advantage is here the protests have focused on his dental practice, which is in Bloomington. That's a suburb of Minneapolis. And we have both animal rights advocates and people who hunt recreationally both coming together for once to oppose this trophy hunting. Both of them say that it's dishonorable.
And no one has heard from Walter Palmer for a number of days, right?
That's right. We have not received any official word from him, any official comments since Wednesday when he released a statement saying essentially that he's sorry that he took this particular lion and he was not aware that it was as popular as it was or that it was a research topic.
Now, that hasn't been good enough for the government of Zimbabwe. The authorities there say they want him extradited. They want to try him under their laws. Is there a risk that he would be arrested by the Fish and Wildlife authorities or the FBI and extradited to Zimbabwe? Is that a possibility?
Well, an attorney I spoke to says it is a possibility that he may be extradited because there is a treaty between Zimbabwe and the United States. But it is a less than automatic process. It takes quite a while, and especially if you can afford lawyers, it can be drawn out for a very long time. So there are quite a few steps before he ends up in Zimbabwe, if that is the process that we go through.
And does anybody have any inkling of where he could be?
You know, we've talked to him multiple times from the newsroom by contacting him through phone. He picks up the phone. He's not very forthcoming after that point, but he has been picking up the phone. So all we can really say at this point is he's somewhere where there is cell phone service.
One of the questions, John Collins, that hasn't been answered is where is Cecil's body now? Zimbabwe authorities were upset that Walter Palmer, they said, absconded before they could apprehend him. Did he take the body of Cecil the Lion with him back to the United States?
It appears he did not. What we've heard is that officials in Zimbabwe have claimed the body, and so they're going through whatever sort of process their wildlife management goes through with that.
And meanwhile, it looks like back there in Minnesota, the dental practice of Walter Palmer isn't going to be opening its doors and doing cleanings anytime soon.
It doesn't look like it. And the practice has been closed since this news broke. But the protests have cleared out from there. But at the same time, it doesn't look like they'll be opening anytime soon.
John Collins, reporter with Minnesota Public Radio News, with an update on Dr. Walter Palmer in Minnesota. Thanks, John.
Thank you.